across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party. The better ones.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
Happy Thursday.
And to you, Jess, how are you doing?
Good morning, good.
Doing well, excellent, excellent. I sort of wish, I know this is a bit weird, but I wish we had a few more days in this week. I'm not ready for the weekend. There's still more I need to do. I feel like I'm behind.
Right, you've got to play catch-ups. Running out of time.
Today is going to be so hectic.
Really?
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. What isn't is this Medibank situation. I mean, that's wild.
Yeah. Like you said off air, I really feel like the government definitely needs to step in and start making some rules. Cracking the whip.
Like, it's cracking the whip at businesses who have all your details.
Yes.
Like, that's what needs to happen. Do you know, Jess, if they're going down that sort of path? Is there any kind of discussion around that?
There is some discussion about it, but there's plenty of, like, class actions. Apparently, there's one similar to the Optus one that's now happening with Medibank. But there's all sorts of problems, like insurance for this sort of stuff. Yeah. Like, apparently, I think it was Medibank who doesn't have that. So, it's like, well...
Aren't they an insurance company?
Yeah.
If anyone should have it and understand the importance of covering yourself against risk, it's an insurance company, you would think. But obviously not.
That's logic, Crevo.
Sorry, yeah, don't bring that to the table in a situation like this.
Some people don't have that.
Absolutely bizarre, really. I mean, that they're not covered for that, of all things.
So how ironic.
I know, right? Anyway, I guess that's for them to sort out.
And local news. There's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, the Newcastle Rugby League comp is growing next season.
Yes, this is really cool. The board officially approved and endorsed yesterday that Newcastle Rugby League will have the Northern Hawks added to the mix next season. The Hawks are a new club. They're based at Tomaree. They've been playing in the reserve grade and the under-19s for the past 3 years, but now they've got enough people, enough of a team to make it into the Rugby League. They'll be alongside the Maitland Pickers. They were the winners last season that finished only like a month ago, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago.
Yeah, over the Macquarie Scorpions. I remember Meg was real cut up about that.
Indeed. Now, the next big story, and this one's the one we got to really hook into here, because a kangaroo rescue has happened in a dam.
It has, but I feel like we really need to read the post that the RSPCA put up.
It is so funny.
It took me a minute to get it, but once it clicked, oh my goodness. So they named the kangaroo Jeremiah, who decided apparently he wanted to know what it was like to be a bullfrog.
I like this.
So apparently he slid down the side of a dam somewhere in the Hunter. Once he was there, he realised that being a bullfrog wasn't all it was cut out to be, and he didn't have the sticky pads that they do to climb all the way back out. So the SES had to step in, Hunter Wildlife Rescue, and the RSPCA had to get him in a harness and get him out of trouble.
Now, I did hear you say in the news before they gave him something to calm him down. What was that?
Well, a sedative. Kangaroos are wild animals, Crevo. Yeah. Do you want to be putting a harness on a kangaroo that's kicking you?
I was like, have they given it a cool mood tea or something? Like,
no.
You gotta calm down here. I know you're panicking about being stuck in a dam, but there's no need. But have a tea.
Have a chamomile.
That's what I mean.
This will relax you.
Tea too. It's a good brand. Yeah. You'll enjoy it.
I enjoyed this post thoroughly as well. And yeah, it looks like it's not just like a regular dam. It's got like...
There's
like,
plastic
yeah,
on the
plastic
walls.
Plastic all around it. So that would make sense as to why he wasn't able to get out. But, I mean, shout outs to the social media guy at the RSPCA New South Wales, because he's absolutely nailed it.
He really did. Got quite dramatic towards the end.
I know, the whole situation. Well, thanks for that, Jess. Hey, up next, this is interesting, Tyler. So I was driving back from shopping the other day.
Yeah.
And I noticed this little business opposite. It's near the stadium.
Yes.
And it's called Kenny's Pies. Now, Kenny's Pies has been there a long time.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, they've really made lemonade out of lemons here.
Have they?
This is when the more I thought about this little business, great pies, by the way, the more I thought, you know what? These guys are geniuses.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. Reason I bring this up, Tyler, coming back from Katara Westfield the other day,
yep.
And you know you get that the lights at the stadium,
yes.
Hunter Stadium?
Yes.
And I'm just sitting there. I was the first car in the line.
Yep.
And I look across and I was thinking about that. There's this tiny little shop called Canning's Pies.
I've never come across it, and I drive that road quite frequently.
So it's just in a house.
Oh.
Right. So they've just, it's just a house, and then they put a sign on the roof, Canning's Pies, quite a big sign.
Right.
And I thought to myself, you know what? That is Kenny, whoever Kenny is. Knows how to make lemonade out of lemons.
Yep.
Because normally, if I was in the house buying process, first time again, back to, you know, buying my first home.
Yeah.
I would say a house opposite the stadium, right, on that road, it'd be a no from me because...
Busy road, yeah.
First of all, busy road, which is okay. You can live with that.
Yep.
You tune it out, like living next to a railway line. Mm-hmm. You never hear it after the first few weeks.
Very true.
But when in front of the stadium and all those crowds
and the events and the noise.
You never have parking, the noise.
True.
And like normally I'd go, that's a never going to buy from me.
It's a hard no from Crevo.
Yeah. But Kenny went, there's crowds. I actually have a dream of opening a pie bakery. What better place than out the front of a stadium where people have been drinking?
I'm just going to sell them out the front window.
Exactly right. And that's basically what it is. He's just turned his front room into a pie shop.
To the bakery.
Like, what a way. And this is really speaks to the genius that is, like, or the ingenuity of Novocastrians.
Oh, 100%.
They take the noisiest, most annoying place to live... And turn it into business.
And they rub their hands together and they're like, heck yeah. Like you said, all the drunk people rolling out of the footy afterwards. Of course you're going to hook into another pie.
Exactly.
Probably had three at the game. It's not a Kenny's pie,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Kenny's afterwards on the way home. Of course, we're not idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
How many rat coffins, as you call them, can they sell out the front of this place?
Oh, I wonder what their rat coffins are like. I love doing a little bit of a bakery tour in a new town.
Oh, this is interesting. This is a great question, actually, and maybe one for another day. New bakery, say, pops up,
yep.
Or you come across a bakery for the first time. Mm-hmm. What is your litmus test to see if they're good?
A rat coffin?
Yeah, right, okay.
Because the mince, the recipe is always different,
that's
right?
That's true.
You can always... Like, it's not just going to be standard mince, right? It's always going to be different flavours, different herbs, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Or a steak and mushy pie, because the steak to mushroom ratio has to be perfect.
Here's one, controversial. I won't go for a main meal because it's too risky on a new bakery.
Yeah.
I go for a custard tart.
Yeah, I love a custard tart.
Because that way you go, can they do pastry, which is a little bit tougher than, say, a rat coffin?
Yeah, of course.
Can they manage it? Can they get, and can they do a custard? It's two things in one.
Can they get the custard consistency right?
If they can nail that, I'll trust them on any of their baked goods.
You know what? I'll go the trifecta. The rat coffin, the steak and mushy pie, and the custard tart. I'll do it for the people.
Oh, three-course meal.
I have a severe egg allergy, and there is so much egg in a custard tart, but you best believe I'll do it for you.
He'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
Across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean, and then winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
De Novos. Local as. New FM.
Now, Crevo, on my way to work this morning, it's stupid o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm driving past the uni on my way here.
Okay.
Some questionable character on the median strip, no shirt, hat backwards, pants hanging around his bum.
First summer day.
Playing a bit of chicken with the cars on the road.
Are you serious?
I'm going to tell you what else he did next.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, Crevo, on my way to work this morning, I'm in Waratah West, so I'm coming past the uni through Birmingham Gardens to jump on the Link Road.
Yep.
Come here to Sandgate.
Know where you are.
I think Wednesday night must be a uni night. What do you think?
I don't say it's been a long time since I've been to a uni night.
I was
going to
say, we're a bit old for this, but I'm thinking usually Wednesday, break up the week.
Yeah.
You're going to have a few beers at the uni pub, right?
Why not? They usually do a deal.
Some poor bloke wasn't wrapping up until 4:30 this morning.
Oh, my God.
Walking along the median strip.
On a Wednesday.
On Thursday morning. 4:30 on a Wednesday morning. Yeah. No shirt off. Shirt's wrapped around his waist. Shirt is a hat hanging off his head. Pants down halfway down his bum.
So did you, like, how big was the coin slot? Could you have put... What could you fit in the coin slot?
You couldn't see the coin slot because the jocks were kind of still in position.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, so, strong, like new jock elastic energy.
Which kind of made him look a bit more disheveled because it was like his pants were hanging down around his bum, but his undies were hanging out. Anyway, I hope he had a great night. But the one thing that caught my eye was he was kind of pacing up and down the median strip. And initially, because I'm an anxiously ridden person, I was like, oh my God, he's got a gun. He's going to shoot everyone that drives past him, right? I catastrophize everything. But then I realized that he was just walking up and down waving to all the cars.
He's playing sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour. And he was also playing chicken as well. He kind of wobbled and stepped down in front of a car. And I was like, oh, mate, be careful there. But then he was just waving.
I bet you hover over the brake pedal a little bit as he cruises.
I really took my foot off the accelerator for a bit. I'm thinking, oh, God, I don't want to get caught up in this. If you've had a bad night, I don't want to ruin it for you, mate.
You know what? There's not enough people playing sweet and sour out there is the takeaway I take from this.
You know what? It takes me back because we used to play sweet and sour. We used to live on a main drag when we were growing up in Goulburn. Cars used to fly. I passed our house, right? We're on the trampoline, up and down, waving.
You'll never
cars
catch any of them too fast.
Nah, no way. Sometimes we'd get the bird out the window. People just weren't. They were super sour.
Those cheeky kids, because they probably know it's always you.
Yeah,
on the
it was always us. Yeah, that's it. They knew that.
I had it like a forced sweet and sour because it was at a traffic light the other day. Kids on scooters.
Oh.
So they're like, we can see you. We're doing eye to eye with you in front of your car. And you better be sweet. Yeah. I don't know why it was threatening, but it felt threatening.
Yeah, I feel threatened by children all the time. 100%, especially near our house, of course, like Waratah School is there.
Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
And I'm driving up the street on my way home. The kids are waving. It's cute, but I'm like, what's your agenda? Why are you waving at me?
Exactly.
Do you know where I live? Have you stolen my camellias from out the back?
Someone has. Yeah. Probably kids.
Yeah. Or the bloke having a good time last night out the front of the uni.
Indeed.
I hope you make it home safe.
I was going to say, take care out there if you're out and about still having a great time from the night before.
Yeah.
You
wake up.
Megan
Prevost. All right, so I wanted to bring this up with you, Tyler, because you come from a family of how many kids?
4 kids.
Whoa, it's busy at your place.
Oh, it's hectic.
It was hectic growing up, yeah?
Yeah, and family Christmas is even hectic now that we're all grown adults.
Doesn't matter.
Sometimes it's worse.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this is the area we're going into here. So this mum basically shared her Christmas present list and shopping situation, including the prices for her kids, right?
Right.
So the two younger ones in the family, they're getting $500 worth each.
Okay.
So for the 13-year-old and the 8-year-old, which already sounds like a huge
amount. That's a lot.
Anyway, separate issue. If you can afford it, why not? But her 20-year-old, she's only spending $300 on.
I wonder why.
Well, this is the thing is she's saying, oh, well, he's 20 now and I'll add this detail and still living at home.
So he's an adult.
Yeah.
Earning money and living at home.
What he doesn't get as much as a kid who can earn money at 13 or 8. And I was like, yeah, that seems right. What are your thoughts on it?
Now,
if your siblings got more than you did, because you're the oldest too.
Yeah, so it goes my brother and then me.
Yeah,
and
or
then,
older, yeah.
Yeah, so we're the two eldest, right?
So if you hit 20, the two younger ones still at home, you're still at home, but they got heaps more presents than you, almost double.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Really?
Oh, 100%, because it's like, excuse me, you birthed me too. You just now, all of a sudden, now that I'm 20 years old, going to forget that? How dare you? And I feel like this would really hit a nerve with my two brothers, because my younger sister, she's the baby of the family,
okay.
And you best believe that she carries on like the baby of the family.
Does
so
she
if
get
she's
spoiled?
Getting, oh, to no end, mate.
What's the big thing that she got where you like ripped off?
I remember one Christmas.
Yeah.
We all got like toys, board games, socks and undies. She got a bike. Like, where's my bike? My brothers are like, where's our bike? Why is she the youngest and she's the first one in the family to get a bloody bike? And then we all had to go out the front and watch her ride the bike while I'm sitting there in a new set of pajamas.
But
like, this is riveting.
Were you not, happy for her?
No, not one bit. Thank you very much.
So you're saying this is definitely wrong, yeah?
Yes, it depends on the family dynamic, but definitely I think so. But that's kind of a rule in our family too. As soon as she hit 18, our grandparents would stop buying presents for us, which makes sense because
they've been buying a lot for a long time.
There's so many of us. I mean, yeah. We're one of four. We've got billions of cousins. Like, our family's huge.
Yeah,
so,
right. Everyone in China is just your family.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how it happened.
Poor Nan and Pop had to put rules in place to stop spending money. But Mum and Dad, they've got no excuse. You buy presents for us even when we're turning 50.
That's the rules.
Absolutely,
according to
it is.
Tyler.
Yep.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
And it's 6 o'clock, so that means welcome to the show, producer Michael. How are you doing?
Oh, great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure as always. Let's crack into things, eh, Tyler, and give someone a prize, right?
I would love to do that this morning, Crevo. 5 in 10.
Yep, which means you can win a double to the movies.
Yes, at Event Cinemas in Glendale or Katara, or great stocking filler as a Christmas gift if you're thinking that far ahead, which really it's not that far away, if we're being honest.
You should be thinking that far ahead.
I agree. So yeah.
Get yourself organised. Get some movie tickets, right?
Get your crap together.
Exactly.
Right?
This is you just whipping Newcastle into shape,
it
and I'm
is.
About it.
I'm cracking the whip. And let us help you do that. Let us help you get your crap together with 5 in 10. Simple game. You name 5 things in 10 seconds and you walk away a winner.
Yeah, so easy.
So
all right,
if you
want to
play 131009, call now because we're going to play next and we need a few calls on the line. So just go mad.
Yeah, because sometimes people don't get it. That we knock them off next person.
Yeah, and sometimes the third caller just Stephen Bradbury's it.
Straight through. That
straight
could be you.
Straight in
they win. The Novos.
The Novos.
Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
I love this game, Crevo.
Who wouldn't?
A quick 10 seconds worth of, you know, waking your mind up at 6 a.m. in the morning and you walk away a big old winner here at New FM. You can take home 2 tickets to a movie of your choice at Event Cinemas in Glendale or Katara if you nail 5 in 10 this morning.
Two. Get around it.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Of course.
Get around it.
And Mark in Tanilva Bay is getting around it this morning. Hi, Mark.
How you going?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thinking you.
That's good. Now, Crevo, should we give this big wheel a spin?
Yeah, let's do it. Come on, here we go. Hang on, here we go. Oh.
It has landed on Around the House. Now, Mark, are you familiar with the things around your house?
Yeah, I'm pretty up to clue with that.
I'd hope so. Bloody hope so.
Sounds like you are. You sound like a practical man to me. I don't know why I'm getting it from your voice, but I am.
Yeah, mate, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me, it's all
you.
Over.
Mark, good name, by the way.
All right, Mark, are you ready? Yeah. Should we do it?
Yep.
In 10 seconds, we need you to name 5 cleaning agents.
Dishwashing liquid.
Yep.
Glass cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Stove cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Steve.
Oh, damn. What are you going to do? Nothing. Move on with your life.
Sorry, Mark.
You missed out. But I did like his energy.
Yeah. He's a hard worker by the sounds of things. Loves a bit of stovetop cleaning.
Sure do.
We've got Amy in North Arm Cove. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm still waking up.
Oh, that's all right. How is North Arm Cove this morning?
Oh, it's so beautiful. We have paradise up here.
Isn't it a great part of the world?
Don't you what?
It's awesome. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
All right. Well, everything's so nice, you probably don't need a prize. Yeah? Do you want to just move on? Oh, no, you want to play. Oh, fair enough.
Living the dream.
So true. All right,
Amy. You've got 10 seconds to name 5 kitchen utensils. Go.
Oh, whisk, knife, fork, spatula, and a...
Come on.
Spoon.
Oh, nah, too
mate,
late.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
I'm yelling at you in my brain. Just say tongs.
Oh, well, you don't get it. You don't get it. We move on.
Sorry, Amy.
She was so close.
So close.
Close only counts in grenades, though.
Does
so
indeed.
Unfortunately, it's a no for Amy. We move on and we move on. So, Tyler, this is a new documentary I want to talk about up next.
Okay.
Now, not-
Megan Prevost.
The Novos. So you can imagine my surprise because I was ready strapping in for a nice rooster documentary.
What was it called again?
My Massive Cock.
Yeah, sure.
And I thought, oh yeah, this guy like must be about somebody's breaking the world record for having the biggest chicken. How cool.
Yep.
Love world records and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Imagine my surprise when it wasn't about that at all. It was just about guys with massive penises.
Oh.
And
easy mistake.
Well, it is, right?
So simple.
And this is a public service announcement, right? Because if you think you're watching a chicken documentary, always be careful because it might be about something different.
Completely different.
Whoa. Got to be very careful out there. Now, what's interesting is that in this, right, they talk about how big a problem it is for them
when
they have absolutely enormous penises. So this one guy, 9.4 inches, explained to his friends how they objectify him over his size all the time, and he's always trying to hide his bulge with these special undies that he wears.
I'm holding a piece of A4 paper. Mm. The long side of it. Do you reckon that's 9.4 inches or is that more?
I think that's more. I think
what?
The long... No. I think the paper's more.
Oh, right.
Sorry, calm yourself to a panic, Tyler. But then there's this other guy, Matt, 39 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 10.5 inches.
Jesus.
And he said, being well endowed, it's actually a big problem for him because a lot of people... Girls that he meets are often horrified by the size of it. I mean, interesting choice of words.
I don't know if I'd be quite horrified. I'd be interested.
That's the thing. He said it's often the girls will be fascinated but then don't want to date him.
But then sometimes you wouldn't be able to look away, would you?
Well, it's like when you drive past when a car's crashed into the medium strip.
Car accident.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to look. But you've got to.
Well, you've stayed in line for 40 minutes waiting to get past that bit. It's my right to rubberneck, and I will if I think it's okay.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. So I don't think it's any different when it comes to...
the size of that.
Yes,
and
if
what
you
was,
will.
What was so... because I've only looked at, like, screenshots of this documentary, right?
Maybe we should watch it.
Yeah, maybe. And the viewers are left stunned after a number of grown men spoke about the challenge of having a large penis. Stunned is an interesting word.
Stunned. I feel like you would definitely be
emotive
stunned.
Emotive language.
Paul Matt has also said, being well endowed gets you attention, but not affection. If anything, it's more of a handicap because it's not something you can bring up. Because if you do, you're a bit sleazy. And if you don't, it brings complications. What kind of complications are you worried about here, Matt?
Also, bring up fun choice of language. So, be careful. This is my public service announcement. If you're liking a chicken documentary, they're not all what they seem to be.
Just be careful of what you're scrolling on Netflix, you're saying.
Be alert, not alarmed.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Prevo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. New FM.
So this bloke on TikTok, Crevo, I come across a video of him using some of the tools out of his shed to cook a rotisserie chook. Now stay with me here,
this
right?
This is like men engineering, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, at its finest. He's got a DeWalt drill on one side of the bench, another DeWalt drill on the other, and the drill bits are kind of facing back into each other,
okay,
right?
So pointing at each other.
Yes. And attached to those drill bits, it's a slowly rotating chook.
So he's basically got, like, the chicken skewered
yep.
through the drill bits.
Yep.
And then he's got something holding the drill on very low.
Very low, yes. So to me, it looks like he's got, I think he might have taped it down. He's
right.
taped the
lowest
the
speed.
Button down, yeah.
So and obviously the drills are on the same direction.
Yeah.
So the chicken
spinning.
Just spinning around
like
in the middle.
Chook on a spit.
And then he's got like some sort of heating thing, yeah.
It looks like an outdoor heater, but I assume it's like one of those meat cookers that you find in a kebab shop.
Right. This is genius. It looks pretty tasty, by the way.
It does look good. The chook is cooking. And he's just sitting back, just like relaxed.
Drinking a beer, enjoying
Matt,
life.
Relax. So I thought we'd put it out there. 13 10 09. What other use do you have for your tools? Now, I've done this before because I don't look like someone that has a lot of tools laying around the house.
No,
do I, Creeper?
No.
So I had this flat pack I had to put together.
Yeah.
Didn't have a hammer, did I? But we had a random chisel. In our top drawer.
Yep.
So I used the handle of the chisel as the hammer.
Genius.
To bang the nails in. So, I don't have a hammer.
You gotta be so creative, don't you?
You gotta be resourceful.
Exactly. I remember when our painter came out, he got this like, basically a big drill bit.
Yeah.
Put it on his drill, use it to mix the paint.
Oh, smart.
It was all done in like 30 seconds rather than there with the little paddle. Like yeah. Ding, ding, ding. No, forget that.
Because what idiot wants to put the lid back on and shake it?
Oh, not a chance.
Nah. So let's do it. 13:10:09. What other use do you have for your tools?
Exactly.
And of course, best callers will go in the draw to take home a double pass to the Novo's exclusive Halloween party going down tomorrow night, Crevo. So if you're free and you want to come, call now, join the show, and yeah, you can come along to our exclusive Halloween party at the Star Hotel in Newcastle.
There's a few free drinks on arrival.
Oh yeah, red carpet.
Food.
DJ.
All that stuff. This is some of the last tickets available.
Megan Crevo.
Yeah, we are asking on 13:10:09, what other use do you have for your tools? So after I stumbled upon this bloke on TikTok just using two DeWalt drills with like holding the buttons in with some tape and I think some cable ties as well, so it's on the lowest spin setting.
Yeah.
So a rotisserie chook can cook on the drills.
Using the drills. I love this.
And using a heater to cook the chook.
This is brilliant. Now, my dad being a chippy, he's all about this sort of stuff.
Yep.
One of the best ones I ever saw was we went camping once and that bottle of wine forgot to bring, but it was a cork one, forgot to bring the bottle opener.
Oh my God, what did he use?
He goes, no worries. He doesn't have an Australian accent, but I'm just using one because it's a classic dad accent.
Of course it is.
He gets his drill and screws a screw into the cork about halfway.
Yeah.
And then uses vice grips to pull on the screw and just pulls the cork out. It's actually brilliant.
That's amazing.
quite genius.
That is so smart. Let's take it to the phones, shall we? We've got Kira in Saltash this morning. Good morning, Kira.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Very well. Tell us about a time that you've seen someone use their tools for a different use.
Well, this is what I do. Mostly comes from my cutlery drawer, but these are things I call tooly tools.
Love that. Okay.
So the knife would be a screwdriver.
Yep, perfect.
Yep.
Which I've used many times over the years.
Me too.
The meat tenderizer. So the side of the meat tenderizer is actually flat. So that's a hammer.
The mallet is being reused as a hammer. That. Love that.
Even as recent as last week, I used the end of a teaspoon to pull up a piece of rubber in my shower screen.
Oh yeah, like as pliers kind of thing.
To give it a clean. So yeah, it's kind of pliers or maybe.
Yeah. So, very resourceful.
So these are tooly tools. That's the name that I call them.
I love that.
Tools. You know the best thing about those kind of tools is that you never lose them.
Yeah.
Like a hammer. Oh, where's the hammer gone? Somewhere in the shed.
Just get the mallet out of the second drawer.
The meat tenderizer. You never lose that. Yeah. It's always there for some reason, even if you never tenderize meat.
I love that, Kira.
That's it. Everyone's got a toolbox right in their cutlery drawer.
Absolutely. You said it. Very resourceful, Kira. I will say, one time I went to a hen's.
Yeah.
And for some reason, someone had a drill. And then also had a few dillies laying around. So you best believe that we put the dilly on the drill and let it do a few spins. It was very fun.
Very.
Didn't use it. Oh, it was
right,
just
okay.
Purely a prop, right?
I thought that story was going a whole different direction. Waking up with the Novos. It's 6:47. What's the goss up next with producer Michael? What's on the way?
Yeah, guys, got the latest coming out of the man formerly known as Kanye West. I'll tell you about it soon.
Cool.
Excellent.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Michael? Now, what's his... I never know this guy's name now. Is it Yay? Something like that.
I think it's technically Yay, but I don't think you can refer to him as Yay and people would know who you're talking about. So I'm going with a Kanye, formerly known as, sort of deal.
Okay, what's his situation? What's going on?
So things are going from bad to worse. But admittedly, a lot of it is self-inflicted. He's just been dropped by Adidas for his latest anti-Semitic comments. After he's been dropped by his talent agency, Balenciaga, which is a high-end fashion brand, and his bank, JP Morgan. So Adidas are going to stop producing the Yeezy shoe line.
Damn it!
Because you like them, don't you?
I love a Yeezy slide. Can't afford it, but I like the look of it. I'll buy the cheap version from Cotton On.
because when you, I don't know, this guy, he's really just written himself right off the rails. Whatever's going on that in that brain of his, it's got some real problems.
It's not good. And we are watching someone very publicly fall apart.
Yeah. Unravel, which is never good, but there is no excusing 100%. The sort of absolutely atrocious rubbish that he's been spewing out of that big gob of his.
Side note, my favourite Kanye West moment is when he's trying to avoid paparazzi and then he headbutts that stop sign. Have you seen it?
Oh, I do remember that vaguely.
That would hurt so much. And it was all in front of so many paps and he's just headbutting bloody road signs left, right and centre. But like, maybe that's what's...
And that's the sort of thing where you can look at and be like, well, he's a little crazy, but that's pretty funny and harmless in the grand scheme
indeed.
Of things.
But yeah, disappointing to see that we won't see any of... Because, I mean, I put it... credit where credit's due. He's a great clothing designer, great fashion designer. Yeah. The Yeezys are, I mean, questionable. Some of them are, but they look nice. They look comfortable. It's all about comfort. Yeah. They look good. So, yeah, I mean...
I'm going to say props to Adidas at this
point.
I agree. Because as much as you might say they look comfortable and they are great shoes, he's an absolute muppet and you can't be supporting that.
Yeah, the name around it.
They've estimated this move will cost them 390 million Australian.
Holy heck.
So they're putting their money where their mouth is. Full credit to them.
Yep. Yeah, I think, and it's the right move because you can't be supporting a bloke that's making comments like that.
Absolutely.
You just can't.
I just saw a meme that said, Pete Davidson signed a new $4 million deal with Adidas.
I love that. They're local as.
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
All right, so yesterday we were talking about roosters a little bit on the show because there's one just outside our studio.
Next door, isn't it?
Next door, yeah. And then in the Mayfield Facebook gossip group, there's one like, I think it's near Valencia Street or something that keeps waking people up and there's a lot of people who are upset about this rooster and annoyed by
it. About the noisy rooster.
Exactly. So this is what I thought we could do here. 13109... What noise near your house is annoying you at the moment?
Oh, this is good because I've got a kookaburra up the road that just will squawk at any time of the day or night.
So you've got the problem kookaburra.
Yep.
For me, there's, I don't know why it's annoying me a bit at the moment, but the ships in the channel.
Oh.
The horn. They've been doing it real late at night recently.
Yep.
Oh.
When I used to live in Merriweather, that was a severe problem. I used to, like, not be able to sleep because these horns are waking us up in the middle of the night. And so close to where we are, to the beach in Merriweather, oh my God.
It's a big problem. 13109, what noise near your house is annoying you right now? This is your chance to vent about it.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Oh my God. The rooster chat got real heated on the Mayfield Facebook gossip group, as I call it. Don't know what it's actually called, something like that.
That's a good name for it.
But we got talking about the noises near your house that are annoying you at the moment. I also want to report the Indian Miner Social Club that I have at the back of my house. That can go and get stuffed because I'm sick of that thing.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've got a bloody kookaburra up the end of the street and also a few possums that like to get a bit rowdy in the trees at about 10 o'clock at night.
That's the sort of thing we're after. Of course, 13, 10 and 9 to join the show. Such an easy number. Let's get to our first caller, shall we?
We've got Matt in Sandgate. Hi, Matt.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Never better.
What noise near your house is annoying you at the moment?
So, God love it, I've got a neighbour that lives in front of me, and every second night or so, he'll come out at about 10, 11 o'clock, and he'll start opening and unlocking his car with the key fob.
Why?
I'm like, dude, what the hell? And then he'll start opening the boot. You'll do it for like a good 5-10 minutes and you'll just keep hearing him opening the car and it's flash orange.
Sounds like a bit of an OCD situation going on there.
I'm unsure of the purpose of that, though. That's really annoying.
Yeah, definitely annoying.
We've got Robbie in Charlestown. Hi, Robbie.
Good morning, beautiful people.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Robbie. I'm wanting to know what noise near your house is annoying you at the moment.
Well, it could be 2 a.m. and 4 a.m, a bloody woo-woo bird.
What's a woo-woo bird, Robbie?
He makes this sound of woo-woo, woo-woo.
That sounds really annoying.
2 a.m, Robbie. What a nightmare.
I heard once apparently it's the mating call. I wish he'd frickin' find his mate and shut him up.
I like what you did there. Be aware of the woo-woo bird.
It sounds like it's a nuisance in Charlestown, yep.
Massive
for sure.
Problem. Daniel in the Dale, what's happening? How is beautiful Windale this morning?
It's same old self.
Yeah, good as ever. God's country.
Never a dull moment.
Oh, tell me about it. And what noise is annoying you at the moment there?
Well, I think I tried to describe it before, but I've got the same problem as Rob.
Oh, the woo-woo bird's annoying you too.
I was kind of thinking we could kind of make a dating service and get these two birds mated up.
Oh, this is great.
And buzz them off somewhere else.
Anywhere but your house, eh?
We'll give them a two-person pass away from here.
You know what? Like on radio, we often do, like when two lovers come on, you give you a night out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Maybe on Love Songs tonight.
At the Lucky or something.
Yeah, we could give away a double pass to the two woo-woo birds in Charlestown, a hot date at the Lucky. Why don't we do that?
I love that too. It's such a local romance.
Great idea, Daniel.
The woo-woo bird from Windale met up with the woo-woo bird from Charlestown, and there's never been a more romantic moment.
I love this. This is FM radio to its core, isn't it?
Beautiful. Absolutely stunning.
Hey, up next, Crevo. Mm. So producer Michael has been bringing a whole heap of actors to our attention, and you and I are both quite useless at recognising these actors.
When it comes to actors, I know their face,
yeah,
but I never know their names.
Me neither. So I think Michael's going to put us to the test next and see who's worse at discovering which actor is who.
Exactly. A bit of a challenge around the team in just
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Yeah, so Crevo, we've recently discovered that we're both pretty useless with famous people, right?
Yeah, I especially with names, I really don't know them. Obviously, the top few,
yeah,
I'll know. But then when it's like actors, which are still A-grade actors,
no
I
idea
often
who they are.
Couldn't tell you who they're in or what they're in.
You've got to see a photo of them to be able to recognise who they are, right?
Yep, I'm a faces guy.
Yeah, me too. So the look of producer Michael's face when we're like, I don't know who that is. He's mortified half the time.
Well, it was Gary Oldman yesterday. The bloke's won Academy Awards. He's in everything.
Yeah, we didn't know who that was.
Couldn't tell you a single thing he's in.
Leslie Jordan, who sadly passed away. I was like, oh, Crevo, Leslie Jordan died. And you're like, don't know who that is. And then I showed you a photo and you're like, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Oh, that person. Yeah. Still not 100% sure, but fairly confident.
So we thought we'd get producer Michael in to put us to the test. See how truly terrible we are at recognising famous people.
That's right. So what he's going to do is tell us famous names,
yep,
and then we have to say something like what they're famous for,
yep,
basically. So and not just say it's an actor. We've got to say what movie they're in or TV show, something like that.
And I reckon a bonus point if we can name the character they play in that film too.
You can have five if you want.
I'll keep tally. I think we should have our names as our buzzers, first and best dress.
Yep.
Are you ready, producer Michael? Should you hit us with the first one?
Absolutely. Let's start with what I think is a fairly easy one. Christian Bale.
Tyler.
Okay.
Batman.
Is that
absolutely right?
Yes.
Oh, Crevo, we've doubled up.
Yeah. Yes. You can do the correct things over there. All right.
All right. Number two, we're moving into sports.
Mm.
Elise Perry.
No idea.
Tyler.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to say soccer or netball.
If you get it wrong, you lose a point, by the way.
Nah.
Yeah.
Cricket.
Absolutely right. She is she's Australia's greatest ever female cricketer, but has also scored a goal in the FIFA World Cup.
There you go. See, I get an extra point because I did say soccer as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Can I also say that sounds like a guess?
It was a
guess.
Doesn't matter.
No, I got it. Trevo, you're allowed to guess.
That's why I think we should have the loser point system, but this is an off-air conversation. All right, let's get on to the next one,
number
shall
three.
We?
I'm hoping this is for you, Crevo. Mm. Mark Hamill.
Oh, Crevo.
Yeah, Crevo.
Star Wars.
Yes. Do you know who he plays?
Nah. Couldn't tell you.
Mate, he plays Luke Skywalker.
Oh, there
on.
We go. Only the most. I'll get 1 point. I'll take it. Take what I can get.
Number four.
Mm.
Rachel McAdams.
Tyler.
Yep.
Girls. Mean Girls.
Yeah, who does she play?
Regina George.
Absolutely, she does.
Oh, my God, Tyler, done. You're crushing this.
Do you know she's in Doctor Strange as well?
She's also in, forget, never mind.
I've seen none of them.
Yeah, she's in The Notebook with Ryan Gosling as well, yes.
There we go.
Look, Tyler taking a commanding lead, and I don't think this one's going to help. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Are you joking?
Let's just move this. I got no idea.
One of the best players in the NBA has won an MVP. All right, next one. Portia de Rossi.
Tyler.
There you go.
Ellen DeGeneres' wife.
Yep, absolutely.
Is that what she's famous for, though, to be fair?
She's an actress in her own right.
Oh,
but I think being married to Ellen doesn't hurt your notoriety.
Well, I think it would nowadays, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably would. All right, let's go one more and let's wrap this up.
Okay. How about we go one aimed at Crevo. Tim Cook.
Oh, Crevo.
Go on.
He's co-founder of Apple.
Oh, he's the current CEO of Apple.
Oh, you're right. Actually, I'm wrong there. So I'll take the Apple point, but I'm not taking what's the bonus?
We'll give you one of each. It's a net zero.
Okay, excellent.
You're still a big fat loser. Tyler 5, Crevo 2. Thank you very much.
Therefore, I win for not knowing most names.
You do.
I'll take what I can get.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, Jess, before you rush off and report on journalism and stuff, we've got to talk about this speed camera situation. Are they joking? You can't fit the sign in the boot.
Apparently.
Signs, here's a hot tip, they're not very thick and you've got the back seat, just put it in there.
It's just another excuse, isn't it?
Isn't it what? And it's like right up until now, how did you fit the signs in the car beforehand?
Like before they got rid of them?
Yeah, because we would have had them then.
Exactly.
Well, not much has changed since then. It was only a short amount of time we didn't have the signs for.
So I wouldn't have thought they would have gotten new cars since then. But
not
maybe
a chance.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
If they're getting new cars every year or two anyway, they're making too much money off this whole situation.
They are, and they're wasting it on cars.
To me, this absolutely reeks of not wanting to put the signs back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I'm saying that's what's happening. Anyway, that's just my two cents on the whole situation.
Up next, Crevo, we are going to play Would I Lie to You? This, of course, is where we both bring in an object. Mm-hmm. We get someone on the phone to be a human lie detector.
Yep.
So if you would like to play along, 13-10-09, you will score yourself a double pass to our exclusive Halloween party happening tomorrow night at the Star Hotel in Newcastle. There's only a few tickets left.
Yep.
It is going to be the hottest party in town. Red carpet, free booze, free food, the whole shebang.
Exactly. 13-10-09, call now if you want to come along to the Halloween party and you think you're good at figuring out who's lying, because that's the only skill you need. Or be a good guesser, because 50-50 at the end of the day.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Would I lie to you,
All right, Very of course, simple. This is the game, where we get someone on the phone that is going to act as a human lie detector, and if they win, they'll take home a double pass to the Novo's exclusive Halloween party, which is going down tomorrow night.
Couldn't be any easier. This is probably easiest way to win, I reckon.
I think so as well. We've got Joe on the phone from Cessnock. Hi, Joe.
How are you going?
Very well. How are you today?
Yeah, good.
That's good. Are you feeling confident about cracking either Crevo or myself as being a liar this morning?
I'd like to say yes, but I've played this before and I've not gotten it right, so who knows?
Maybe today's the day, Joe.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, remember, of course, the rules are you've got to figure out who is telling the truth. Who is has the real item this morning?
Who would you like to go first, Joe?
Lady first.
Okay, amazing. Right, what I've got in my hand here, Joe, is a baseball bat that has been sitting in the back of my car, I'm going to say for at least 6 years. It's still wrapped in the plastic. You can hear it, see? And this acts as a weapon. I'm a woman. Sometimes I need to make sure I've got some kind of weapon if anyone's going to approach me. And I'm a big sook, so sometimes someone's going to pass me in the street and they look at me sideways. I think, oh, my God, I'm going to have to get my baseball bat out. I'm going to bang it against the bench so you can hear it. Are you ready, Joe?
Yep.
That's solid. That'd knock you out, Crevo. Don't mess with me. Yeah, your producer, Michael, come anywhere near me today. I've got this baseball bat in hand at all times.
Joe, can I just say, if it was a baseball bat.
What do you think it is then, if it's not?
She's just got this big spanner thing at the tool shed, like at the maintenance room.
You be careful. This is a weapon.
Oh, is it?
I've walked through the doors like a spanner to me. UFM with a weapon, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I mean, not the only tool around here. There's plenty out there, but it's one of them. All right. Do you have any questions for Tyler before we move on?
No, doesn't sound very Woody against metal, or is the table metal?
Yeah.
I'm offended, but okay.
Once again, like I said, probably not real. Anyway, what I've got here is a package of Ben's Original Ready Rice, because I love, for like an early lunch before I leave here, a spicy fried rice. Now, this is the one with the peas and carrots. Do you know, are you familiar with the Ben's Ready Rice?
Yes, my husband loves them.
How good are they, right? Little cheeky little pack of that. I'm just going to drop it onto the bench. Ready? Have a listen. Hang on. I'll turn this music down because it's a bit quiet. Right?
That doesn't sound very heavy for a packet of rice. Well,
you know, Joe, you know these packets are not very heavy because they don't have a lot of moisture in them. It's magic, basically. Black magic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so, of course, with the Ben's Original Ready Rice, you can skip the wait for takeout and treat your family or treat yourself to a bowl of Ben's Original Ready Rice. And who wouldn't want one? Because it's how quick? It's like 90 seconds or something these things are ready, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and I can't wait to have a cheeky spicy fried rice for lunch. I can't wait.
I can't wait to knock you out with this bloody weapon instead, because this is what is the real thing that's in my hands.
For sure. Okay, Tyler. All right, well, do you have any questions for myself or Tyler before we get to the guessing segment?
No.
Okay. Joe, you sound very confident.
She's very relaxed this morning, Joe, isn't she?
Yeah.
She'd be relaxed too if she had a baseball bat in her hand.
So would you. All right, Joe, who is holding the real item for all the bickies this morning?
Oh, I think it's you, Crevo.
Unfortunately.
Oh,
wrong
no.
again.
I have a metal baseball bat in my hand, Joe, and because I'm offended that you think I'm lying, I'm coming for you with this thing.
I just grabbed a packet of wipes off the counter here, but thanks
I'm
for
joking,
playing.
Joe. I still like you. I promise I won't hit you with this thing.
I'm glad we got that out of the way. You've been a treasure, and better luck next time. Maybe third time's a charm.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what? Should we get Joe back again next week?
We absolutely should.
Let's do it.
Let's give her a go again next week.
Producer Michael, make sure you get her number.
Megan Crevo. The Novos. I do. And strap in. So, okay. Like yourself and Meg Crevo, I also have a side hustle.
Yeah.
You've got the shop. Meg's got DoorDash. I also dabble in a bit of delivery driving. It's called Sherpa.
Okay.
Dropping off flowers to people, their Woolies online orders, booze, whatever else.
Yeah.
It's also a great way for me to get to know my new city. Find all the, you know, the secret back streets and the...
Yeah, well, you're crisscrossing this city every day, aren't you?
Shortcuts and everything else. I get to see places I'd never usually go to or whatever. But you know what I've discovered along the way?
Mm-hmm.
How many times the same street name is used in different suburbs of Newcastle. Quick Google search of Robert Street in this city will give you four different options.
Oh, my God.
There's a Robert Street in Wickham, a Robert Street in Jesmond, a Robert Street in Wallsend, and a Robert Street in Argentine.
You know what's crazy? There's actually unlimited number of street names.
What's happened to Newcastle Council? What have you done? There's no creativity in their marketing department or whoever does the sign names. You know what? Quick Google search in Sydney. Only one Robert Street. Sydney's bloody triple the size of Newcastle.
That's crazy, isn't it, when you think about it?
Perfect case in point.
Mm.
I had to deliver something to Newcastle Street in Newcastle, which is confusing in itself, right? Yeah. But we'll move on. And then when I've had to look it up, there's one in Cardiff, one in Mayfield, and one right around the corner in bloody Hamilton North. Which Newcastle Street am I going to? Couldn't bloody tell ya.
And Hamilton North's so close to Newcastle itself.
Right.
Very easy mistake to make.
Also very close to Mayfield, so which one is it? And you know what? I thought, maybe it's the same street. It's just crossing over different suburbs. Yeah. But that's logical. And that's not the case. There's a Newcastle Street around the corner in Mayfield, and then another bloody corner is Newcastle Street in Hamilton North.
You know
where
what?
Am I going?
What we should do is change all of the street names.
Yeah, I'll get out at dark with a Sharpie.
I was thinking actually do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that'd be better.
I'm going to call Newcastle Council and go, what the hell is going on?
I
make
demand
things easier
a change.
For me. I demand it. It's stupid. I've never seen it anywhere else. I grew up in a small country town called Goulburn.
Yeah.
Don't even think there's one Robert Street there.
Well, you don't need to because you can literally call a street whatever you want.
Yeah, that's it. The creative team at the Goulburn Council is doing much better than Newcastle Council, I can tell you now. They need to get their crap together.
Whoever's in charge of that. Have some creativity. Yeah, come up with a different name. Oh. There's literally a million different ones you could have.
And I've really let it get to me more than it should.
Well, definitely. I can see that. You're hot and bothered under the collar.
I've got a sweaty glow about me.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Primo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party. The better ones.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos.
All right, so yesterday, Tyler, you were saying, oh, I did the lawns the other day. Absolutely loved it.
I love doing the lawns. It's a bit of a workout for me. And then do you know what I love the most?
What's
and then
that?
I love sitting up on the front deck, looking down and admiring the freshly cut grass because I'll do it really straight. So you see the lines in it.
So
I'll
cut it. Does Marcus ever do the lawns?
Yeah, he does the whippersnipping. Can't do that. Hate that.
Yeah, right.
But I'll do the lawns, he'll do the whippersnipping. I've got some beautiful buffalo grass out the front.
Yeah.
Bit annoying, though, because we've got a bit of clover in there, too, so I've got to get rid of that. We are pretty constant with our lawns.
This is so fascinating because there's not many ladies out there that love the lawns.
It's funny you say that because I'd mowed the lawns the other day. I got off the phone. I was on the phone to Mum and she was like, oh, what are you doing? I said, oh, we just mowed the lawn. She goes, why'd you do that? Get Marcus to do it. I said, I bloody love it. She goes, oh, I haven't touched a lawnmower in my whole life.
There
Loser.
You go. That's what I'm talking about. So this is what I thought we can do here next. 13 10 09, are you a lady that loves to mow the lawns?
Or are you a bloke that loves watching the ladies mow the lawns?
Well, that's
even
a whole... That can be as well. 13 10 09, if you want to join the show. Best callers on air today. And this might be an easy way to get it. A double pass to our exclusive Halloween party. It's going to be awesome, right?
It's going down tomorrow night. Yeah. Mm. Blood red carpet, free food, free booze, DJ Mike James. Oh, my God.
Get around it.
The biggest party in town.
13 10 09. Are you like Tyler? Are you a lady that loves the lawns? Tell us about your mower. Tell us about the grass you got. This is a rare chance for you to have this conversation,
yeah,
I'd say.
To shine.
Megan Primo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Yeah, so Tyler, you were telling me the other day, oh, it's so awesome, I mowed the lawn, it was so great.
I was so satisfied after doing it.
Couldn't believe how excited you are because there's not that many ladies who love the lawn mowing.
No, my mum, case in point, hates it. Never touched a lawn mower in her life. She was disgusted when I said I'd just finished mowing the lawns. Why do you do that?
Interesting, isn't it? Now, my partner Emmy actually quite likes it.
That's good.
Like, overall, she does, like... Okay, this is the only thing I'll say.
Yeah.
If there's something in the way, she'll just mow around it.
I do that.
And let me deal with it later.
Or I'm conscious of, like, driving over the cement. So if I'm getting close to the edge, nah.
You just don't worry
Marcus
about it.
Marcus can whip a snipper that bit.
Okay. So this is the area we move into. Are you a lady that loves to mow the lawns, just really loves it?
We've got Jody in Maryland. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Tyler. I am so with you. I love
love it. So satisfying, isn't it? Therapeutic. You get a bit of a workout as well while you're going.
And when you look at it, it's just beautiful.
Oh.
So, Jody, all right, couple of quick questions. Do you know what grass you got?
Oh, no, green grass.
And what mower do you have?
Battery operated all the way.
Nice one. Modern, keeping up with the times. They look quieter too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're easy. They're light too. They're not too heavy as well. We've got Laura in Glendale. Hi, Laura.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Very well. Are you a lady that loves mowing the lawn?
Absolutely addicted.
Oh, tell me about it. What's your favourite thing about it?
Oh, look, because I grew it from seed, I'm just so proud of, you know, just that it's spread everywhere. I mean, I literally watch it grow. It's ridiculous.
Now, Laura, if you've grown it from seed, you know what type of grass you got, don't you?
Well, I just was over listening to that and I thought, well, no, I think I've just got Brunnings, the good old Bunnings brand.
Oh, okay. But do you know what variety? Like, is it...
Buffalo?
It's not buffalo. That's all I know.
Okay.
It's nice and fluffy and soft.
Cooch, maybe?
It could be, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Cooch is so soft, isn't
it? Love that.
Like, absolute
My
butter.
Poor cat can't walk across it without me shooing her off it.
Cats aren't allowed on
yeah.
it.
No cats on the lawn.
My son brought me my lawnmower as well, so I could start it myself being the battery operated. And I love it. It's my favourite gift ever.
I love that.
This is awesome. Who knew so many like ladies around Newcastle and the Hunter just frothing it?
I love it. We've got Kerry is in Denman. Hi, Kerry.
How are you?
Very well. Do you love mowing the lawns, Kerry?
Love it.
Oh, I'm with you. Now, what is your favourite thing about mowing the lawns?
I can sit on the lawnmower, headphones on, bit of Spotify, full blast.
I will assume if you're out in Denman, you've got a bit of property. That's why you've got the ride on mower, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was just saying, Prevo, my next purchase is going to be a ride on mower. We're on a big corner block, Kerry, so there's so much lawn, and I feel like I could channel you. I could put my headphones on, blast the music, and just sit back once it's done and admire the freshly cut lawn.
Absolutely, and I also love Roundup.
Oh,
there you go.
Love that. What are you doing this weekend, Kerry? You mowing the lawns this weekend?
Yep.
Oh, of course you are.
What else would you be doing? You're not mad, are you?
Poison. Can't stand weed.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Get rid of them. Kerry's lawn is immaculate.
Love that. Have we got time for one more?
Yeah, of course we do.
Let's go to Adele. Hi, Adele.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. You love mowing the lawns?
I absolutely love mowing my lawn.
Tell me what you love about it.
Especially with my ride-on lawnmower. It's the best.
I'm so jealous.
What brand do you have?
Oh, I'm not sure. I bought it secondhand with a neighbour who's also female, and she likes mowing her lawn as well.
Power to the people. Power to the women mowing their lawns.
I love this.
I love this so much.
So, yeah, and when I'm going on a bit of a slope, I have to hang 10 off the other side of my lawnmower so it doesn't roll over.
Can you just imagine Adele? You're driving past her house on her big ride-on mower, and she's just hanging off the edge, holding on for dear life, living out her best life. Who cares if you're into yourself falling off the ride-on? You've got freshly cut lawns.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
It feels like a very slow version of Too Fast, Too Furious.
It is.
Adele's version. Thanks for that.
I love that.
And thanks to everyone who's joined the show and chatted lawns this morning. Yeah. It's been, very, very exciting.
I feel
exciting.
Empowered by the women that love mowing the lawns.
Yeah, it's great. What's the goss up next with producer Michael? What's up?
Yeah, guys, Dame Judi Dench has told a famous interviewer to F off.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you more about it.
It's time.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Now, producer Michael, Dame Judi Dench has told someone to F off. What's happened?
Yeah, she has. And it's a pretty big wig. Louis Theroux.
Don't know who that is. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
This is like that game earlier.
I was going into this, going to ask Crevo, do you know who Dame Judi Dench is?
Yeah, I do, actually. Okay. I'm a big fan, really.
I'm Googling Louis Theroux.
Louis Theroux is the documentary guy.
Yeah, he is.
He can be very awkward at times.
Oh, yeah.
He's that one, he'll sort of, stand in the same room as, say, a lady worker of the night and be like, so, what do your kids think of the whole situation?
That's weird.
And he'll stand there and just marinate in the awkwardness.
Dame Judi Dench reminds me of the fairy godmother from Shrek, do you think?
I get that vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think she's cool. Yeah. I like her.
So why did she tell him to F off?
So, Theroux's got this upcoming series of interviews on BBC, and I think this is generally in jest from Dench, because it turns out she's an absolute legend, but in the chat, he referred to her as a national treasure. And she doesn't like that.
Ah.
Even though everyone says it, like, there's common knowledge. Everyone loves it.
She's so humble, isn't she?
This is her sense of humour.
Yeah.
She's actually hilarious. If you see her, like, she's been in some really old school sitcoms, which I can't remember any of the names of, but she's very dry and funny. And
that's my kind of humour too.
People just wouldn't be ready for it.
Yeah, he wouldn't. I feel like he would be too woke to think, oh, this is funny, but he'd be offended by it anyway,
Yeah.
If anyone likes to call me a national treasure, I'll take it.
You'll
I won't tell you to F off. I'll accept it happily. Thank you very much.
I'm going to one-up you there, Tyler. I'm going to say if Dame Judi Dench wants to tell me to F off, I would accept that gladly.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a great experience.
Of course.
Oh, once in a lifetime. Yeah. You wouldn't miss it.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And then winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
And right after us, 105 minutes commercial free coming up with producer Michael. What's on the way today?
Yeah, got Amy Shark very soon.
Yep, that's in there.
Relaxing tune to start your work day, I reckon.
That's a song, yeah.
And then we can beef it up a little bit.
Much better.
Vibey.
A bit more energy to get you going. And then I reckon one of the biggest classics ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, kind of as soon as that guitar rhythm starts, you know what's happening.
And you're always doing the double clap where it's like... Of course you are.
That was good clapping.
It's coming after 9 o'clock.
Now, Crevo, I got home yesterday. I was out and about, got home to my house at about 5 p.m. last night. Huge commotion at the end of the street. There's a park kind of not far up from my house called Bray Park. There's all these people running around. They've got maps in their hands. There's flags, you know, those teardrop flags you see like at a fun run. I'm thinking, what is going on here? And there were so many people. And they're all wearing these matching uniforms. I think one of them said maybe Newcastle Orienteering Club. And I was so fascinated by it. So if you know anything about it, if you were there last night in Waratah West at Bray Park, please call 13109. I'm going to get into it next. There is so much. I'm so interested in what was going on in my house last night.
This is bordering on obsession.
Yeah,
we'll
it is.
Dive into it in minutes. And like Tyler said, if you know anything about what the hell was going on, hey.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Yeah, just up the road from the Waratah Manor, there was a whole heap of commotion. Yeah, yesterday I got home at about 5:30, and there's all these people at the end of the street. I'm like, what is going on? There's a park up the road called Bray Park in Waratah West. Yeah. Right across the road from the Waratah West Public School.
How many people do you think?
I'm going to say dozens. Maybe not as much, as many as 100.
But like 40 to 50 maybe?
Maybe even more than that.
Wow. Yeah. And what were they up to?
Well, when you first kind of looked over at the park, there was like a registration desk and there are all these flags. And I thought, oh, maybe it's a fun run. You know, this is the start and finish line and whatever. You go for a run and you're done. But then I saw all these people with maps and pens and texters, and they're there with their map and they're looking and they're looking around. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? And then people started to show up in uniforms. Someone had a Newcastle Orienteering shirt on. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Is this where, must be where people, I don't know, just look at maps and go places? Is that what that is?
Yeah,
I don't know what orienteering really is.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
Oh, interesting. Now, look at your eyes. Oh. You couldn't be more delighted by this whole idea.
Well, it took me back. Like, I used to do this as a kid. Used to jump on the website, orienteering.com, whatever, and you used to put in your location.
Yeah.
And they'd give you clues.
Really?
They're like, right, go to this spot. You'll find it. And there's sometimes like a little lockbox. So you'll take something and then you add something. Sometimes we'd have like Monopoly money or Monopoly bits and you do a little switcheroo.
I never knew this existed.
And then in that lockbox, it's like, right, now I'll go to this place or go to these coordinates.
And you've got to figure it out.
And you discover all these new places.
Is this, this is my next question. Is it adults doing this?
Yes. And this is the best thing about it, is that this game doesn't discriminate, Crevo. There's parents, there's kids, like small children. Like kindy, year two, year three age grandparents even. And I mean, they're like fully sprinting up the street. It's not just a light jog, Crevo. They are sprinting.
It's very competitive.
This game is competitive.
Wow. Okay.
I feel like I could get amongst it.
Are you becoming an orienteerer?
Yeah, I think I am. Because if you were there last night, please call us on 13109. I want to know how I can register. I want to get one of those green shirts. I want to join the I want to join the club.
Wow. There you go.
It looks so much fun.
You've been looking for a social sort of sport something. This is sort of it, I reckon.
And it's at my front door.
You couldn't get any closer.
There were people, honestly, running up and down the street.
Well, how do you get to Bray Park? Well, you don't need the map for that.
Nah, just run across the road.
That's a bit, feels like a competitive advantage, to be fair.
It does.
But and anyway, that's why you're into it.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, that sounds like a bit of fun. Well, keep us updated as you find out all about it.
I will.
Next, though, we are talking about the world's dirtiest man.
I can smell him from here.
You'd struggle because he's overseas.
Oh, yeah. No, I probably
but
still can.
This story needs to be heard to be believed because big event and big update on his life.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Extraordinary story. And I didn't realise this was like a Guinness World Record type situation.
Oh, so he was purposely not showering.
Well, I don't know about that, but he certainly was. He was 94 years of age, living in Iran.
Yeah.
And nicknamed the world's dirtiest man, hadn't showered showered for more than 50 years.
So not touched a drop of water.
Water, I think he drinks it.
Yeah, but not he's not washing
not
himself.
On the outside of his body at any point in time.
Oh, the smell, I can just picture it already.
Covered in soot. And he wasn't homeless, though. He had a house.
With a bathroom?
I'm not sure.
Should have bloody used it.
I think he used it for some stuff, but there was some videos of him, like, over time, because back in 2014, they made a documentary about him.
Okay.
And in, during that, he would often smoke multiple cigarettes at once.
Oh.
So he'd have...
That's a talent, I would say.
Well, I mean, don't smoke, kids. But no. He had three or four of them going at once in at one go.
Just two analogues in each hand. Double exactly. Gun and some. Oh, my God.
Then a few months ago, the people in his village were like, mate, you got to have a shower. And they started pressuring him.
Is that because they're put off by it?
Yeah, the smell. The smell was becoming a big issue.
Yeah.
And then I think the shower is what sadly ended him.
Did he die?
He passed away. Oh, I mean, he was 94 years of age, so maybe probably old age. But
also, too, had a shower kit and a coinky dink. I think not.
I'm not sure about
have
that.
Have a shower and then drop dead.
What's so interesting about this is now that he's passed away, there's this bloke in India who's put his hand up and saying, now that guy's gone, I'm officially the world's dirtiest man.
Gross.
Which I would never think is a claim to fame.
I would never like to wear that as a badge of honour.
Exactly. But what's so interesting about that is that means that guy in India has been biding his time. I'll never get a male Haji in Iran. He's much dirtier than I am. But once he falls off the perch,
it's my time to shine.
That might make a documentary about me.
So what's the moral of this story? Make sure your kids shower every day, and if, for one.
And if kids, if you're listening, you want to get out of a shower, say, hey, I heard about that guy on the radio. It killed him.
Yeah.
Be alert, be aware.
Always.
That's the top tip there.
Hey, after us is our 105 minutes commercial free with producer Michael. Cool. What have you got for us?
Hey, guys. Yeah, dropping some Charlie Puth for you.
Solid.
Did you see he released his latest album the other day, but was kind of just posting it on TikTok for months beforehand?
Yeah, people do that now.
Yeah.
They're rebelling against the record labels.
I really like it.
So they should.
Hey, in other news, Jay-Z. Hey.
And Alicia Keys.
She can get some credit as well. My goodness, does this feel right on a Thursday morning?
Doesn't it what?
What else you got?
How about Justin Bieber? And if you can't be next. Still good struggling song. With a bit of facial paralysis.
Yeah, sad man. News for Justin Bieber fans. He's pulled the pin on all of his shows for another while until he gets better.
Yeah, he's meant to be in Australia, I think, at the start of next year or the end of this year?
No, now, right now.
Oh, really?
He's here in November now, yeah.
Got the old Katy Perry eye gone. All that sort of gear. Oh, well, that's all to come, which is very exciting. 105 commercial free right after us. But that's a wrap for now. See you tomorrow.
See you later.
Happy Thursday.